following speech was made by the President at Baker, Oregon, 2:10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, May the
10th, 1950. Right. You're very kind to give me a reception like this in this great town of Baker. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate it. You know, I know something about the gentleman for whom this city was named. He was the most remarkable man. The first senator from Oregon. He'd been a congressman in Illinois. He'd helped to write the Constitution of the state of California. And he came up here to make a speech for Abraham Lincoln, and they elected him to be United States Senator from Oregon in 1859. When the war broke out, the Civil War in 1861, he went over into Pennsylvania, believe it or not, and organized a volunteer regiment, which he called the First California, and there wasn't a Californian in it. They went down to the Battle of Bald Bluff and got himself killed. I went down to see General Marshall one day, who lives at Leesburg on part of the old Ball Farm, for which Ball's Bluff's name. And the General and I took a walk over the Bald Bluff battlefield. And we found a little brick-in cemetery there, about 40 by 60, with 21 unknown dead buried in it, and we couldn't find Baker's grave. So we took a walk about 100 yards down the woods, and we found a little stone marker which said, Edwin Dickinson, Colonel Edwin Dickinson Baker, was killed here. Well, General Marshall and I didn't know whether he was buried there or not, so I got hold of Senator from Oregon, Wayne Morris, and took him down there and pointed the place out to him and suggested to him that he get the Oregon Historical Society to erect a monument to that great Mr. Baker. We found out afterwards that Mr. Baker's buried in San Francisco in a cemetery which he himself promoted and made a fortune out of, so I don't know what we can do about it. But he was a great man, and I would like to see the great state of Oregon erect a marker, a decent marker, there at the place where he fell. If you read his history, you'll find out something about him that'll make you proud. He was a real politician, and you know they're hard to find. Your city, like all the great state of Oregon, has been growing fast in recent years. That's splendid, and I hope that you keep right on growing. To do that, however, there must be continued development of the natural resources of the Northwest. You know that there are many obstacles in the way of sensible development of the country's and your resources. You saw an example of those obstacles a few weeks ago when the authorization for Hell's Canyon Dam, which you're advertising here today, and other projects were defeated in the Senate. About 3 years ago, I directed the Army Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation to get together and bring in a sensible, coordinated plan for work of those two agencies. This was a program that was before the Senate last month. It had a logical schedule of dam construction. I spell that D-A-M. It had a basin account to permit uniform, low power rates. That was obviously a good program as far as it went. But look what happened to that program. Hell's Canyon Dam was knocked out. The basin account was knocked out. A number of other projects were knocked out. When the bill passed the Senate, it contained only a lopsided set of projects for just one agency. That's no way to proceed. Throws the entire program out of balance. We need to have equal consideration of all resource needs. Soil conservation, reclamation, the generation of power, flood control, and everything else. I'm sure we'll get Hell's Canyon Dam before we quit. We've got to have it. It'll add close to 1,000,000 kilowatts of power to this section of the country. It'll help control floodwaters. It'll help bring a higher standard of living to this entire region. We can't go on with an unbalanced approach to river basin development. We're wasting precious time and precious resources. That's why I recommended the one sure way to realize unified development of all the natural resources of this region, and that's through the creation of a Columbia Valley Administration. The Columbia Valley Administration can present a single plan for the whole area, giving a proper balance to all sections and all sources need. And the Columbia Valley Administration would be run by men from this area, living in this area, who can work with the states and localities and present to the Congress a whole picture, not just bits and pieces of it, to be done halfway or not done at all. That's sensible. It's economical. And it's the right way to proceed. I hope that by the time I visit Baker again, and I hope that won't be too long, we'll have Hell's Canyon Dam authorized and the Columbia Valley Administration set up. Then we'll be on the right road to a full, unified, and coordinated development of the rich natural resources of the Northwest. That'll help us build the kind of prosperity here in the Pacific Northwest that all of us want. Prosperity here will mean greater prosperity and greater strength for the whole United States. And I'm strong for the proper development of all sections of the United States. Not just one section, but all sections. They're all necessary to keep this country the greatest republic that the sun has ever shone upon. They're all necessary to give us the economic preponderance which will cause us to get a peace in the world that will last. I'm working for a lasting peace. I'm working for a continued prosperous economy in this country, a balanced economy, which will be good for farmers, be good for businessmen, be good for laboring men. That's the only way you can have a successful government. I want to show these totalitarian fellows that democracy, honest to goodness democracy, and that's what the word means, can work for the benefit of all the people and not for just the benefit of a few. I came out here so you could understand what I'm trying to do, so you could see me and find out whether I've gone high hat since you elected me in 1948. I want you to know that I'm working for you, trying my best to carry out the things which I told you I wanted to do then and which you showed your confidence in me when you elected me. I'm trying to do the job. I'm trying to do the job for the whole nation. I'm your president. You elected me. I'm working as your public servant. And I'm working to the best of my ability in the public interest for all concerned. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this wonderful gathering in this town named after the first senator of Oregon. A great man and a great orator. Thank you very much.